I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 21. Coming up, 67% of CSEC candidates obtain passes. National Security Ministry negotiating with supplier for introduction of electronic monitoring bracelets. And public urged to wear protective gear when looking at partial eclipse. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is reporting that 67% of the students who sat the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations this year obtained passing grades. Education Minister Senator Will Reid says just over 33,700 students sat this year's exams, with approximately 22,500 students, or 67% of the cohort, obtaining passing grades. He adds that improved pass rates were recorded for 18 of the 34 subjects compared to last year's results. The largest increase in passes was recorded for economics, with 12.6% over last year's figure.
The results showed strong to marginal improvement in some subjects and a marginal decline to steady performance in others.
He adds that Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Exam CAPE passes showed an overall improvement of 2.4% for Unit 1 and a 5.4% increase in Unit 2 compared to last year. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Will Reid is reporting a 2.5% increase in overall passes for this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC mathematics exam compared to last year. Expressing satisfaction with the movement, Mr. Reid says the results indicated that 50.2% of the students who sat this year's exam obtained a passing grade compared to 47.7% last year.
But we are quite encouraged this movement, and is very consistent with the movement we saw also in GSAT this year.
Mr. Reid adds that there was a marginal decline in passes for English language compared to last year's results. 70.8% of students obtained passing grades in this year's exam, compared to 71.2% last year. Discussions are underway between the Ministry of National Security and a supplier to facilitate the introduction of electronic monitoring bracelets for certain categories of offenders. Speaking at a recent ceremony at the University of the West Indies, National Security Minister Robert Montague said the persons being targeted under this initiative are individuals who are subjects of a restraining order, on bail, or due for early release. Mr. Montague reiterated that the monitoring unit program will assist in reducing the costs associated with keeping inmates behind bars, as well as reduce the level of crime in Jamaica.
Up to, I think, March this year, some 143 persons who were on bail was also charged for murder while being on bail for another serious offense. We are going to enter into some discussions with the Ministry of Justice to ask that for some categories of crime, the persons on bail should wear an electronic bracelet so we know where they are.
The Ministry of National Security earlier this year rolled out a pilot program for its electronic tagging monitoring initiative, under which 30 low-risk inmates were allowed to finish their sentences outside of prisons while outfitted with electronic monitoring bracelets. And the Health Ministry is advising members of the public to avoid looking directly at the sun with naked eyes during the occurrence of the partial solar eclipse expected to take place later today. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says persons who attempt to look at the sun during the eclipse without appropriate protective measures risk damage to their retinas and permanent damage to their eyes. Dr. Delahaye also says the only way to look directly at the sun when it is eclipsed or partially eclipsed is with a special solar filter, eclipse glasses, or a handheld solar viewer. Meanwhile, the partial eclipse is expected to begin sometime after midday and last between 2 to 3 hours. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.